Hello and welcome to Anatomy of Marriage. I'm your host, Melanie Studley.
What's up, my friends? My name is Seth Studley. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist, and I'm in my zone of genius. Welcome to the show. Today, we are talking about, do I stay or do I leave? So, Let's dive into the show.
Today's question was brought to you by a listener who shared it through the Anatomy of Marriage app, and it says, when I bring up marriage to my boyfriend, it's like he gets mad. We've been together going on 4 years now and have 4 kids. Okay. Is that a sign to leave or what? He says he doesn't think he's ready for marriage, and I'm sure I want to wake up every day to the same person and stuff, but are we already doing it and have been doing it?
Yeah.
Kind of an odd sentence, but okay.
So I would want to have a lot more context, but Melanie said it's boring when I ask all these,
rhetorical
questions. So I'm going to answer this like I know what the hell is going on. So, okay, should I say or should I go? Let's think about, if all these kids are your guys' kids, 4 in 4 years, which is a lot, which is fine. If those are your kids, then I think you should really dive into either coaching or marriage counseling or really do a bunch of work. And you say, oh, Seth, that's what if they aren't their kids? So if it's like you had 2 with the previous relationship and he had 2, so there's already a split up, then that, I think, and this is going to sound weird, but statistically, it may not be as harmful to the kids, like their world kind of breaking upside down. And I'm assuming they're young.
It may not be as harmful to the kids.
To the breaking up of the family is what I'm saying, right?
Okay, sure.
So if that's the case, then I might answer differently. What are your thoughts? Because I want to gather mine before I just go haywire here.
Well, I'm glad you went haywire and then decided to gather your thoughts. I think that if you have 4 children and he is the father of these 4 children, that you should have a conversation about what marriage means to both of you. Mm-hmm. That sounds to me like the deeper question. It doesn't sound like it's more like, oh, I like you, I don't like you, or I want to get married because I'm in love. It's more like marriage means something. Mm-hmm. Sounds like there's a hidden meaning that is not being expressed, it's not being clarified, and probably that is the root of all of this.
Right.
So the impact of things like, does getting married mean, you know, the old ball and chain, now we're hitched, now it sucks, life is bad. Does this husband of you, or does this boyfriend of yours think that getting married means his, like, party time is ending? I mean, there's so much context missing, like Seth said, but are you already acting as though you're married? Do you live in the same home? Do you like share finances? Do you pay bills together? Do you raise kids together? If that's the case and you're already living like 99.999% married, what is the actual fear of the final leap of getting married?
There are tons of statistics that say married couples have the best sex. Married couples report the highest levels of relational satisfaction and increased instances of individual self-esteem, right? And that's not a blanket statement to every marriage, right? Because married people have bad sex, married people aren't happy, and married people are depressed, right? But statistically speaking, that's what the data suggests.
Right, the marriage is healthy, right?
If it is healthy, right. And so I like where you were going with this. What does having a kid and being responsible for it mean? Because that, I think, is going to temper your view on marriage. Well, what does getting married mean? So how seriously is he taking this? Is he just playing games? Is this
like a
backdoor?
Well, I wouldn't say, I don't want to put it into that language. I think people use that language like, oh, he's just playing games or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, his parents may be divorced. Like, there may just be like a trauma that he hasn't processed through. And in his brain, he has connected marriage with something very bad. Like, my dad walked away, or my parents just fought all the time. Mm-hmm. Some people are unconsciously, subconsciously avoiding a thing because they think that the outcome is what they experienced when they were younger, right? It's like a trauma
or whatever. Healing from that, family of origin stuff, culturally too. It's not, you know, it's there's so many variables here, but I don't want to answer the question like that. So I would ask both of you, okay, what is best for the kids in this? And I'm not saying, oh, we'll stay together for the kids because, you know, he's being a douchebag and whatever. No, I'm not saying that, right? I'm saying, okay, in a fairly functional marriage or relationship, let's see what's best for the kids, you know? Okay, and then maybe even before that, I'm going to back up. Okay, what is best for me in this, right? And then what is best for the kids? Is it in our best interest to get married? Is it in the kids' best interest to get married and like build a life and really commit to that? You know, if you want to take the island, you got to burn the boats. and what are, I would revisit all kinds of notions and thoughts and feelings around what commitment looks like. Like you said, oh, is it the ball and chain? Is it this or that? Is there any upper limit problems around, well, my parents got divorced and they got remarried, then divorced, and it was just a crap show. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do any of that. So what is your general view on marriage? Now, one thing that I don't like, and this is kind of like going out towards the guys, and having been this way before I got married, I dated the same girl for like 5 years, and then everybody, yeah, well, let's get married. But I was just like, no, it wasn't, and we didn't have kids or anything like that. So I was just like playing around, being kind of flippant, right? And we weren't getting any younger, right? So is it...
He's not talking about me, by the
way. No, we're not. This back in South Carolina, right? So what is your view on that? And why are you getting mad when your lady, who you've been with for 4 years, which is a good long minute, why are you getting mad, right? Is she being needy? Are you thinking she's being too needy? Because that's not an unreasonable expectation. I mean, hell, We were dating for 8 months and then got married, right?
Right. Yeah, we dated for 5 and we're engaged for 3.
Right, and that's just the right thing to months, not years.
Right.
For us, but if it's not for you guys, I want you to not waste any more time.
But I want to clarify, don't just get married because you think you're supposed to, right?
Yes.
Like, that's also not what he's saying. Mm-hmm. And cast a vision for what you want. And maybe cast a vision is a different... another word or a different way of saying it. But like, if you're look at your life and you're standing where you are, however old you are, 25, I have no idea. And you're saying in the next 10 years, and then you literally cast like you're fishing, zzz, right? You're
to
flinging
ten,
out your line
to
the 10 year mark.
Pond.
What is in that 10 year pond? So this is for both you and your boyfriend. What is in that 10 year pond? So your kids are what? Like 14, 13, 12, and 11, right? You've got 10 years out, which that sounds crazy, but you'll have middle schoolers, right? Maybe, yeah, you'll have middle schoolers and maybe a high schooler. In 10 years from now, do you want to live in the same house as your boyfriend right now? Do you want to still be together? Does he want to still be together? Ask yourself these questions. And if you have, because 10 years will arrive, right? Time is rolling towards you no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start thinking these bigger picture thoughts, asking these bigger picture questions, because it's going to happen anyway, right? Time's going to come at you anyway. So start figuring out what the bleep you actually want.
What the bleep?
Right? But I want to be very clear. At this point, it's less about like, well, my boyfriend gets mad when I talk about marriage. Like, well, does he get mad when he talks about being a father? Because he's already that, right? He's already a dad.
Does he get mad when he has to go to work? Does it, you know, or is it like other stress? And like, yeah, this is super overwhelming. I'm trying my best. So, dude, you got to go figure that out. Get some help.
But very importantly, within that, is there, he's already signed his name on some pretty significant things, like raising other human beings.
Yes.
And do you want for your children, for their parents to be married? Is that a thing that you think is important? Do your kids want you to be married? Does your boyfriend want his children's parents to be married, right? That's a weird way of saying it.
That's pretty good.
But that, I mean, there's lots of weird, like tax benefits, life insurance, like weird things you don't think about. There's a lot of,
There's all kinds of other stuff.
Like assistance that comes from being married, legally.
I would ask the mom who wrote this question in, what do you want your kid's family of origin to look like?
Right.
Because that's what you're creating right now. So the question of, do I stay or leave? I have no idea. I can't answer that clearly.
Right.
But you can begin to ask yourself some other clarifying questions. Okay, I'm creating the family of origin right now. Is dad, you know, playing house, you know, not committing to marriage, not coming home, not doing this? We're on food stamps or whoever, whatever. We were on food stamps at one point, so I'm not shaming that.
No.
But if he would stop smoking weed and go get a job, then great. Or he might have the best job ever and it's just like, you know, I didn't grow up with marriage being a thing.
Right.
This is just how it is, which is fine too.
Right.
But there is a point where I need to know to be in a stable relationship. I'm like, hey, are we doing this? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm going to invest basically my life, the hours and the days and the years and the months that I have of my life in a relationship with you, I absolutely need to know that you are a fairly solid bet. Like, oh, yes, I agree to the same things that you're saying, marriage, monogamy, all this stuff. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So where do you want to invest that? And think of it in context of, oh, I'm creating the family of origin for my kids right now. So, let me think about that. Mm-hmm. Dang it, I was going to say something else. But you have to go ahead.
I think it is important to also, we have to acknowledge that marriage is not the same across the whole planet. So your boyfriend may be from a country that doesn't care about marriage. Like this is a real thing I was talking about with a client. Like in Iceland, 70% of the people who cohabitate are not married. 70% of parents who have given birth to children never get married in Iceland because it's not, they don't care. Like it's not the same. People still get married there, but it's for a totally different, like it's not the social standard or norm or whatever as much as it is in the United States. So there could be a cultural element. There could be a family element, like a family of origin, like, oh yeah, no, don't get married. Don't do that. That's stupid. Just live together. Like there are plenty of families that are like that. Plenty. And so I don't want to err on the side of, yep, getting married's right. It's always the right thing to do. I'm not going to say that because that's not fair. That's not taking in the complexity of the world that we live in and how complex relationships are. So I do want to push back on this idea that marriage makes it better. Marriage makes it right. Marriage somehow makes it more fulfilling, right? Because that's not true. Unless you both want to be married and you're both choosing to be married and that's the thing you're doing together, right? I will say though too, like it says, is this a sign that I should leave or what? Just side note, your kids need a dad. If your boyfriend is a total like idiot, a-hole, terrible father and being near him and your kids being near him is not great, that's a different conversation to have than he won't marry me, should I leave? That's not your, that's like saying, I wanted this thing, but I didn't get it. So I'm going to take my kid's dad away from them.
The same problems you have now will 189% go into your marriage.
Oh yeah. You're saying marriage isn't going to solve anything.
No,
yeah.
Marriage will not solve anything.
You'll be married.
Anything. Sometimes for some guys, I know some people and I've done counseling with some people where a switch clicked for them to where they were like, oh shit, I'm married now. I better
do right.
Stop wearing flannel sweatpants to the grocery store at 12 p.m. I better do something. So like that, and they kicked it into high gear and have been very successful. But don't for one single second expect, oh, she's a B when we were girlfriends. She's not going to be a B when we get married, or like he's a douche when we were dating. He's not going to be a douche when we get married. That does not happen.
Right.
Please don't assume that, right? So I would say in a healthy way, you guys need to sit down and talk about this stuff. Why does he get mad? And I don't care anything. Kids are all yours. Kids are not yours. It doesn't matter. Why is there does the anger response, frustration response, come up when the idea, the notion of marriage comes up, right?
Let's go one layer below that.
Hold on. That's going to go back to other things. How you answer this question is also how you feel and answer and think about other questions too.
Right. More importantly, because the anger response is what men are trained to do. Right. Typically, anger is acceptable.
That was me getting angry.
I guess you popped though. So like anger, the better question to ask, not better, but more complex, probably more will yield a better result is what is that anger masking? What is below that anger? Is it fear that we'll just get divorced like my parents did? Is it fear? Like kids, again, everyone has experienced a ton of different things. And it could be that this particular man experienced his mother or his father get remarried. And then all of a sudden everything sucked. It was okay when his parents were dating someone, but when they got married, it got bad, right? Who knows? A million people have had a billion different lives and we have no idea. So what is that anger actually masking, covering, hiding? What is it representing? What is it standing in the way of? And these are hard conversations to have.
But they're absolutely vital. So should I stay or should I go? No.
That's not the conversation.
That's the wrong question to ask right now. Why aren't you guys talking about this? Why does he get mad? Do you present yourself, like, are you saying every day, oh, we should get married. Joe got married. Why can't you be a, guy like Joe or whatever? Like, oh my gosh, no, I don't want to get married to that. Are you kidding?
Right.
So
there's a lot
of
factors.
Doing that, fine, okay. But if you are, let's take a look at what you're doing, right? And then also take a look at what he's doing and then ask different questions. I love the saying, ask different questions, get better answers to get more information. Like,
ask
better
questions, get better answers, right?
Is that what I said?
No, you said ask different questions. So, and here's a great plug for Faithful Counseling. We partnered with Faithful Counseling because we know people need counseling, right? So you can go to getfaithful.com/anatomyofmarriage literally right now. If you wrote this question, put pause on your podcast player and go to getfaithful.com/anatomyofmarriage. Take the free online assessment that will walk you through, like, what do you need to go see a counselor for? Mm-hmm. What kind of help you're looking for? How old are you? Whatever. And you can actually go through this quiz and request, like, I want a female counselor who is Muslim and whatever age bracket. And we're going to talk about infidelity, right? Like, you can actually say, this matters to me. I want this type of help with this type of person, which is amazing. But seriously, if these conversations mean so much to you that they are stay or leave kind of conversations, and you have four kiddos who are going to be impacted by that stay or leave conversation, do it with a counselor.
Yeah, you need more help than just asking a podcast, right? We care about you. We want the best for you and him and your kids. However, you need to step it up and go, or like put more skin in the game and go to getfaithful.com/anatomyofmarriage to talk to a therapist just like me about very, very specific things. Very specific things to get the help that you need to shine the light or get the input that sometimes we can't read the outside of the bottle because we're inside, right? We're too close to the situation. So seriously, go to getfaithful.com/anatomyofmarriage to get the help that you deserve. And I really hope that they do this to actually get the help. Or if you don't go to that URL, go see a counselor in your town or wherever it is.
Or church. There's lots of local churches that offer marriage counseling and stuff if you attend or whatever. But again, the conversation is not just stay or leave, especially since you've got kids in the mix of this and you're impacting everything in the rest of their life. And I know that sounds really dramatic, but if you came from a broken home, think about how that impacted you. If you had friends that came from a broken home, think about how it impacted them and be cautious. I'm not saying you can't separate. I'm not saying that at all. But be cautious as you walk through the steps of that to know that this has a huge impact in your relationship with your children, how they view their dad or all of those things, all of those moving pieces. So what I want you to do is if you can pop out of it. So imagine that like you're swimming in a lake and you're in the lake with all your kids and your boyfriend and you're thinking, what should I do? What should I do? What should I do? I want you to metaphorically step out of the lake and stand on the dock. And look down at your family swimming, your kids, your boyfriend, and think, what is the best thing in the long term for everyone? What is the best outcome of this thing? My boyfriend doesn't want to get married. I do. Okay. Let's not freak out or fight or scream or yell about that. Let's think about it. Let's figure out what the best thing to do for that little kiddo who's swimming around and has only lived with his, you know, dad for 1 year. What's the best thing that I can do for that kiddo and for me? Because I'm the mom of these kids and for this guy, the husband, you know, the father. Like, what's the best thing for him? He counts too.
Yeah, there is a collective interest here. It's not just like what you want kind of thing. And that's a really mature way to look at it. And it's difficult too. And it might stretch you a little bit, but that's okay. We grow where we're uncomfortable, out of our comfort zones is where we
I will say, this is going to sound so strange, but there is no scenario in life where we get everything we want, right? So even if he said, you know, I woke up and I thought to myself, I thought, I want to get married. And you'd be like, oh, he wants to get married. It doesn't make everything easy. It doesn't make hardships go away. We don't get everything that we want in life. And so in a way, I want to remove this idea from people's minds that somehow a relationship is supposed to give them absolutely everything they want. It doesn't, it won't, it shouldn't, right?
However, this is not an unreasonable request. Like, you know, because some people go,
well, you can't get
everything
you
want.
Saying
you can't, you know, it's like you sound like a that sounds like bad parenting. Sorry. You don't get everything you want. Dad, I just wanted breakfast.
You don't get everything you want, kind
of
thing.
So you're not saying that. You're saying, I mean, that sounds like a more of a stoic approach, but it absolutely does. Like,
remember,
especially
we
in America.
All die.
Oh, great. Memento mori, right? I think that's the thing. It's not unreasonable for a lady or a guy to want to get married after 4 years, for right. crying out loud, right?
With four children.
With four kids, right? That's typically the normal, the that is...
To us,
the average thing to do, right? So, sit down and have a conversation with my bro here. Mm-hmm. And like, say, hey, what do you really want? What's standing in the way of this? Again, if you're acting a certain way or being a certain way, he may not want to...
Right.
Marry you, you know, like be the person who would marry you, not like your
Which
clone.
Sounds
shitty, weird, but
yeah.
would you want to be married to yourself? There right. was a point when you said,
Dr.
hell
Corey,
no
yeah.
to that.
Dr. Corey Allen, I heard that on his show. Would you want to be married to yourself? And I like about barfed in my mouth because I was right. like, oh, I actually would hate being married to me because I am mean to Seth all day long.
Right.
So yeah, I think that there is a large amount of truth that need to be shaketh on
there
this.
There was this one bit kind of thing that I came up with, this one idea that say that I was attracted to you or something, like we weren't married, and then although I wanted to date you and you were pretty and stuff like that, the fact that you would date a guy like me is disgusting and would make
to
me...
To you?
Yeah, yeah, because you're like, what? You know me? Ugh. Gross. I don't accept you because based on what I was doing.
Oh my gosh, you're so weird.
Isn't that funny?
That is very
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, so be the kind of person that you would want to be married to. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
So
there was
right.
hold on, there was one more thing I want. Oh, from the guy's perspective, this is what I was gonna say. If you get your boyfriend to listen to this episode, air five all the way. And if you're the boyfriend, do not get in a fight after this episode because that's about the dumbest thing on the planet. So do not fight about this conversation. Right. Do not fight about this topic. Talk about this topic.
Ask yourself.
Don't interrupt me. Oh my gosh. Think complexly about this topic. But most importantly, I want you as the guy in this scenario to think about if you were a 1-year-old, 2-year-old, 3-year-old, 4-year-old, would you want your parents to be married and happy and working on their marriage? Would you as a little kiddo going into third grade and going into kindergarten and going into middle school want to feel steady and stable? Mom and dad are together. I'm not saying there's a right or wrong answer. I just want to know what your answer is. And I want you to think complexly about it. And if you say, no, I don't want that, I want you to ask yourself why you say no. Why don't you want that? Does it have to do with something you experienced as a child? If that's the case, I need you to know that your child is not you as a child. Your child is a different person with a different life, and they may want that stable, healthy home of a happy married couple. Again, this does not imply that getting married makes a happy, healthy home. It does not.
Right.
Working on your marriage creates a happy, healthy home.
I like that. Working on the marriage.
Right.
So I hope this has been helpful. And yeah, if you have a follow-up question, please send it in. Via the app. Thank you for getting the app, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys, if you want more content like this, but based around sex and intimacy and connection and pleasure, go subscribe at patreon.com/anatomyofmarriage and you will get some juicy stuff to your inbox every single week.
I hate that you do that. I'm just going to call it out. Like every time, oh, I'm talking about sex. Like you can't just say it like a normal human. We're going to have a fight now.
Okay. If you would like to learn about sex and pleasure and penises and vaginas, go
oh,
to
wow. Interesting.
Patreon.
You made it a joke
com.
Again. How That's weird.
Oh.
Anyway.
It's anatomy, Mel. Anatomy. Hello. Anyway, seriously, go to patreon.com/anatomyofmarriage and subscribe to the section.
Ending the show today. Thank you for sending in this question. Again, if you have a question, you can send them in to hello@anatomyofmarriage.com and we will answer them on the show. And if you love our show, if it has been helpful, if even one sentence that we have said has impacted your marriage positively or your parenting positively or your sex life positively, please do us a fave and rate and review this show in iTunes. No one gives a crap about what we say about our own podcast. No one cares that we even have one.
Right.
But if you say that this podcast helped you, that is completely amazing and helpful for us to get new listeners and to impact more people. So please go rate and review our show on iTunes. Okay, something's in Seth's own head. Okay, that was weird. We love you guys. Have a great rest of your day.
Trying to do the outro music. All right, guys, love
okay,
you.
Bye. See you later. Bye.